I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. My Sunday mornings are filled with the dawn sky, a cup of tea, the sounds of birds at the feeders, and the New York Times book review. The first feature in the review I look for is By the Book, usually an interview with an author who has a new book or won a prize. Recently, the column featured Alice Hoffman. The most interesting question in this series is the interviewee's favorite overlooked or underappreciated writer. Hoffman mentioned Penelope Lively, so I decided to read Moon Tiger, Lively's 1987 Man Booker Prize-winning novel. According to her website, Penelope was born in Cairo, Egypt. She came to England at the age of 12 and went to boarding school in Sussex. She subsequently read modern history at St. Anne's College, Oxford. Lively now has 6 grandchildren and lives in London. She has written 20 novels, along with several works of nonfiction and a whole shelf of children's books. Moon Tiger is the story of Claudia Hampton, who lies in a bed and passes in and out of consciousness. She has written historical works and decides she will write a history of the world. The novel alternates between lucid moments, plans for the history, and remembering her visits to those places. When doctors, nurses, her daughter Lisa, or her sister-in-law Sylvia stop by for visits, she chats a bit, but then falls asleep. She delineates the chapters of her book, but she always slides toward recalling visits to those places while a correspondent during World War II. Interestingly enough, these out-of-consciousness moments shift between first- and third-person accounts. The history of the world slowly devolves into a history of Claudia. I found these changes in point of view a bit disconcerting at first, but once I became accustomed to them, the novel carried me along to Egypt. From that point on, I could hardly put it down. Claudia has some disdain for Sylvia. Lively writes, "She has given little trouble. She has devoted herself to children and houses. A nice, old-fashioned girl," mother called her at their third meeting, seeing quite correctly through the superficial disguise of pink fingernails, swirling new-look skirts, and a cloud of Mitsuko cologne spray. There was a proper wedding, which mother loved, with arum lilies, little bridesmaids, and a marquee on the lawn of Sylvia's parents' home at Farnham. I declined to be matron of honor, and Gordon got rather drunk at the reception. They spent their honeymoon in Spain, and Sylvia settled down to live, as she thought, happily ever after in North Oxford. I detected a note of jealousy because Claudia and Gordon were rather close. So I have another check mark on my journey through the Man Booker Prize novels, and I continue to believe this prize represents the best literary fiction. Alice Hoffman was correct. Penelope Lively is most definitely underappreciated. I have one more of her novels, and then, but you know what I'm going to say. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.